This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. And it's Mark with you.
And Wes.
Coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. Let's get right into the phone calls here. We're still trying to work out the bugs on the Discord line, so be prepared for whatever may happen. Lapinder, you're calling in from the subarctic about FEMA camps. What's on your mind?
I was thinking when you first mentioned them that the FEMA camps and a lot of things that we see nowadays really do resemble the serf system or the imperialistic system that was in place through much of Europe prior to World War I.
How so?
And I was just wondering and thinking, has our world structure and society structure really changed very much since then?
I guess the question, oftentimes these forms of control are transparent to people. They don't see them. They're just invisible. And, I would say that, for instance, property taxes are vanishingly similar to quit rents of old. This is quit rents for what they called basically property taxes that were paid to the Lord in the form of grain as opposed to money. But grain was a form of currency. I don't think people see it. I don't think people see the comparisons to serfdom and how similar things can be. So go ahead.
Absolutely think you're right on that. And to that point, especially about paying taxes and property taxes, I remember watching a little, I guess we could call it a promotional video that was brought out by the former president of General Motors, I think it was, John Sutherland. Back in the 1950s, he was pushing and promoting people buying bonds and buying insurance as a way of contributing to the capitalist society and driving capital.
So
I think people were tricked,
Well, how's that compare explain to me how that would fit into this serfdom paradigm?
Well, when we had the crash of the system in 1929 through 1935, the Great Depression,
We
had a gold standard through America. And after that, we didn't have anything to base the dollar on. So when World War II came along, America was producing so much for the war. And then you had the post-war economy that was booming, but nothing to back the currency on. So the way I look at it, the people were then asked to surrender their rights to their homes by paying into a capitalist society. If you buy insurance, you are buying into capital and supporting the society as it developed. But now, insurance isn't something that you can feel like you own or take power over. It's more like an obligation you have to have unless you want to lose your home.
Right. I mean, insurance is a funny thing. You're paying money in order to deal with some catastrophe that you can't afford to deal with. The chances are good that you're paying more money than you should because not only are you covering any problem that you might have in the future, but you're also helping to run a company, a big company.
And they are making lots of money.
Right. They're doing just fine. They're employing lots of people and all that stuff. But clearly, that's not what my goal is. My goal isn't to get, XYZ insurance company to see them running. My goal is if my house burns down, to have enough money to buy a new house. And, it gets difficult. Then when you're a landlord, you're like, well, I might be responsible with my property. I might not have candles or whatever, but what about my tenants? You know, do I need to have insurance for that? And then it gets, you know, very complicated. So I think you're right, Lapinder. We are sort of stuck in a system where, well, you don't always have the choices you'd like to have. I appreciate the call. Thank you. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and sound that good by simply coming in and you know, calling in on the Discord lines. You go there, you sign up, and you can call in. Discord.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this situation in Iowa that has gone on this week. And for days, we didn't know who the what the final count was going to be. It was a lot closer here at the end, as I understand it, than it was sitting at for a long time. Now it's basically a tie. It was basically a tie as far as the delegates went previously, but you know, the percentage has changed. So Buttigieg and Sanders at 11, Warren at 5, Biden at 2. And by the way, we're told Biden's going to be the one. Well, apparently not. And then Klobuchar has gotten 1. So there you go. But the vote count has kind of gotten a lot closer between Buttigieg and Sanders. So it was.
Do you think there's any foul play in this?
Oh, I don't know. I just think it's just dumb play, you know,
yeah,
just
of course.
Mistakes.
Politics as usual. And this is just one of the polls that they're taking throughout America to determine who can be the ruler, proposed
right.
ruler for America?
Well, this is not the for the proposed rulership. This is for the proposal of the rulership.
Gotcha.
And so Buttigieg and Sanders are the top dogs right now. And the vote count was actually 2 votes between these guys. So I'm going to call this a virtual tie.
Yeah. But like you were saying, he has a big constituency in Iowa, right? Whereas in
Buttigieg
Hampshire,
is the mayor of, is it Kansas City? I don't know what. He's the mayor of one of these the Midwestern towns. Obviously,
okay.
That's closer to Iowa than Vermont is, you know, than Vermont, where Sanders is from. Sanders is going to clean up in New Hampshire like he did before. Now, what's that going to mean for Biden and Warren by South Carolina? I don't know. And it really, it all kind of gets parsed out around Super Tuesday. You start seeing who's going to drop out and who's not. But Rand Paul did not so well in Iowa and dropped out before New Hampshire the last go around. So, you know, these things can make a difference. On the Republican side, surprise, surprise, Donald Trump is running away with pretty much everything, getting 97% of the votes, followed up by Bill Weld, who did get a delegate, and Joe Walsh. I love his music, man. He didn't get anything. So,
where's the libertarians in those categories?
Well, the libertarians have their own system, which is more similar to what went on previously, where they just did it at a convention.
Okay.
So you will not get to decide, unless you're a delegate for the Libertarian Party, and you could do that potentially, but in all likelihood, the people listening to me will not get to decide who the Libertarians put up for president. You will just either be able to vote for them or not, and that's up to you.
At the convention, I guess.
Right. So the convention, they will determine who their nominee is, and they'll go from there.
And that's a little bit delayed compared to what the Dems and their pubs are doing.
Yeah, so the Dems and the Republicans, well, they're using our system to, you know, our paid system to do all of this. So I prefer with the Libertarians, their system, to just, you know, do it amongst themselves. They're paying for their own convention. People are paying their own airfare. They're getting it all done. They don't need your tax dollars in the form of their primaries. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is the Washington Monthly here has come up with the case against Iowa, that they don't think that Iowa should be the first in the nation caucus. And, you know, as a guy who lived in New Hampshire for some time, I've always kind of been, you know, we've been at odds with Iowa because New Hampshire's first in the nation primary. But I was the first caucus, and, you know, so what's important, what's not here, going on here from Paul Galastris. In the rare occasions when he can bring himself to do so, Bruce Babbitt, the former Arizona governor and presidential candidate, watches videotapes of his performance in the 1988 Iowa debates. Each time he's struck by how he and other candidates focused on narrow issues like farm subsidies and aid testing instead of the broad issues which most voters judge presidents at, the economy and national security. I'm going to go on with this. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations for this and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Wes.
The number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You asked for it. You got it. Liberty.menu. Our listeners wanted to have a directory of liberty-oriented businesses where they can go spend their dollars and to be able to list their businesses. Liberty.menu is that. So the only requirement for listing your business on Liberty.menu is the belief in the non-aggression principle. If you don't know what the non-aggression principle is, you can go check it out. They'll make it very clear to you at Liberty.menu. That's Liberty.menu. Advertising is free there. Use of it is free. You can there's some paid upgrades you can do. But Liberty.menu is available to you. That is a website, and that is how we say it, Liberty.menu. And want to go to the phones. We've got Rudy calling in from California. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Iowa's ridiculous. I mean, we don't have to put the boats in a backpack on a horse to drive. You know, I mean, why don't we jump into the 21st century? It was, in 2012, when the Republicans had their convention, their caucus there, and they announced Ron Paul won it. And then 2 weeks later, they announced someone else won it. And then in June, they gave it to Mitt Romney. It's just, we can upgrade it. And you were talking about how you lived in New Hampshire and Iowa.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like these two completely white states should be representative of the nation as a whole and have such weight in their, you know, importance. I think it's a big deal for the for-profit media to send all the reporters there, and you know, it's kind of like it just seems like a big waste of energy. And why don't we have something like a national primary or something? You know, maybe two. You know, have one to win out the losers, and then have a national primary. And just it just makes more sense. We're smarter than that. We've got the internet now. I mean, really.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This idea with delegates and sending people to vote in a place and to do stuff, it's really antiquated. The Electoral College is an antiquated thing. I'm not saying that it doesn't have its values, but, you know, it was created at a time when the fastest you could travel was that on the back of a horse.
Exactly.
And not so much anymore. We can put this together. It's absolutely doable.
Yeah, we've got to go from Alabama to Washington, D.C. We'll be there in, like, what, 6 days or something on the horse? No, we should be more modern than that, I think.
Right. I think you're right, Rudy. I appreciate the call. And I honestly don't have the better system come up with in my mind because, you know, inefficiencies in appointing somebody that I don't want in their position, I guess, just don't get me thinking all the time. You know, I'm not looking for that. But I would agree that there's no particular reason why Iowa and New Hampshire should be the places that begin our journey to, you know, who's going to be the highest, the leader of the free world, right?
Political dog and pony shows. That's kind of how it goes. I wonder what Vermin Supreme would think about this issue.
I do like him. It's a lot of fun.
He would probably want New Hampshire, right, to hand out the free ponies.
Yeah, he wants New Hampshire to be pony ground zero, I think.
Yeah, it's really an archaic tradition, like the guy said. You know, we're in the 21st century. We don't really need archaic traditions, don't we? We need new systems, basically, that work for people rather than work against their interests.
Yeah, honestly, though, the whole idea of a president whose power continues to grow and, can prosecute wars without really, not wars, but conflicts without really anybody saying otherwise. Huh? You know, what are you going to do about it? Not much. The president gets to do that stuff. And
yeah.
Nobody seems to be able to stop them.
Like, Go ahead. It gets back to the perceived legitimacy. Once again, if you believe in a ruler of an economy, then of course, like Itchel Mencken said, you know, Americans, if they want democracy, they're going to get it good and hard, basically.
They are going to get it good and hard. Skate 4, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, calling in on Discord.
Can you guys hear me all right?
I can.
Indeed.
What's on your mind?
All right, awesome. Okay, so I was thinking about buying some cryptocurrency. I don't own any cryptocurrency yet.
Okay.
But I always thought it was, you know, a cool concept back when I first heard about it in, like, 2015.
Yeah, I bet you're wishing you got some in 2015, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
So
2015 is, like, when I first had my job, and I was debating on, like, whether to buy, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of Bitcoin or to buy my first car. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and buy my first car.
Right.
That car ended up being a rust bucket.
So. Yikes.
So the car's gone, but the crypto would have still been there.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Crypto doesn't rust away, does it?
So how are you thinking about going to get this cryptocurrency? Are you looking for advice?
Yeah, I'm just mainly looking for advice on how much to invest. Because I was thinking somewhere around 10% of what I have in savings right now.
I think that's a good number. So if you're talking about an investment in the hopes that cryptocurrency goes up, this is advice that I never followed myself. But, you know, I went in more whole hog at one point with what I had in savings. But, you know, I would say that 10% is the sort of magic number. Cryptocurrency is considered to be volatile and risky.
Yes.
And there are people who went in and when Bitcoin was, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, $20,000, and they're still hoping that they can get their money back out at some point. And maybe that'll be the case. It seems like it to me, but I don't, you know, we're still haven't hit that highest of the high yet. And maybe that'll happen. Likely it'll happen. But I won't, you know, I'm not the one to go tell people to, you know, put your life savings into this. And
definitely not.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, mortgage
definitely
the house.
Not, yeah.
No more than you want to lose or that you can afford to lose, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's always wise for as far as investments go.
So what you could do is you could go to Bitcoin.com. I think you can use a credit card to buy there. If you're not talking about, you know, many tens of thousands of dollars, it's a relatively easy way to get some. And then you could use the Edge wallet and put the Bitcoin Cash that you purchased in there and use one of the two. I think they still have Changely and Shapeshift.io there that you could then change the currencies to different currencies there, and then you can have all the spreads of different types that you want. That sounds like an easy way to do it. You know, so there's some advice. Or you can go to local.bitcoin.com and try to buy some on there, but you know, you never know how that's going to work.
What are some other cryptocurrencies that you recommend?
I like Divi, I like Bitcoin Cash, I like Dash, and I like Bitcoin, and I like Ethereum. Thanks for the call.
Gotcha.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
These people are vicious.
President Trump at a news conference at the White House holding up the front page of the Washington Post, showing the bold black headline, Trump acquitted.
Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president.
And Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi at her weekly news conference on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
we will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Now, all presidents have guests, constant guests. That was not a State of the Union. That was a state of mind.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 89 points, the NASDAQ up 63, the S&P 500 up 11. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. Gotta say, it's kind of interesting doing a radio show that I'm used to doing at 7 o'clock in the evening every day. Right now it's 12:30, just past noontime. And I'm looking out over, you know, sunlit mountains and
palm trees,
the banana trees all over the place, and it's you know, it's just gorgeous. I do not miss slipping on the ice in New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire, mind you. You know, great weather 4 months out of the year. Gorgeous place to be. It's the reason that so many people have lake houses in New Hampshire for the summertime. This is a wonderful place to be. And home of the Free State Project, hoping those folks do well. The number, 855-450-3733. Mark with you.
And Wes.
Let's go to the phones. Oh, first I want to tell you about ForkFest. We're having a party in New Hampshire at the Rogers Campground. We're calling it ForkFest because it's a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No spoons allowed.
What's that?
No spoons allowed.
No, yeah, spoons. You must use forks. Knives are okay. And you come out there, do what you want. As a matter of fact, guns are okay because New Hampshire, open carry is completely legal. So, and Rogers Campground respects that. Just go to forkfest.party to find out more. We've got all the information you need there. It's around 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. So forkfest.party. That's fork as in the eating implement. Fest as in festival. Dot as in, well, you know what happens when you put in URLs. Party, as in, woo, we're going to have a good time. Forkfest.party. Let's go to the phone lines. David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
LibertyCon. Haven't you had enough LibertyCon?
Well, maybe.
It's what you got here, at least the last 100 years.
Indeed, we've been conned into believing this might be liberty.
The land of the free, the home of the brave, right?
That's what they say. Haven't been so free lately. Been pretty brave, though. And, first of all, Mark, let me help you. Klobacher?
That's your name, Klobacher.
From Minnesota?
Minnesota. Well, yeah, I'm from Minnesota. Can't you tell?
Don't you know?
I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure out the names of these people because they're here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, in my job, imagine how many of these politicians' names I've rattled off over the last 20 years now, almost on the radio. 18 years, I think we've been on. And, once they're gone, I forget about them. So in some cases, I don't even bother trying to really get their names right. So what? I mean, everybody else is out here, these talking heads. They're like, oh, I've got to make sure I get this. Is it Buttigieg? Whatever. I don't care.
It's a booty plug.
There you go.
Booty plug. Yeah.
What do we call in about before I lose my...
Before you lose what?
Before I lose it and get rid of you, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And by the way, Amy Klobuchar is Jewish as well. Isn't that good to know?
Well, she didn't do very well, so that throws a wrench into that conspiracy theory.
It does, except for you got Klobuchar, Sanders, Steyer, Bloomberg, and how many others are still in the race? Buttigieg and... Warren and Biden and is there another one? Anyway, so it's 50%.
Well, there's Andrew Yang still here. He's down. He got a few votes.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's like 50%.
I don't think he's Jewish.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, you never know. But
I guess.
Yeah. How long are you staying in Marianas Islands before you return to the frozen north?
I'm going to go to LibertyCon, so I have to be back by April. I presume I'm going to start figuring things out late March. I haven't bought any tickets because I'm not sure what's going on with this coronavirus and canceled flights and all that sort of thing. I will be happy to do that, but my target is to return somewhere around late March, and then I will be spending the summer in New Hampshire because it's gorgeous there. And then, well, we got to get the kid in school here in Marianas Islands, so we got.
So you're moving there full time.
I'm a resident. I have my driver's license and my voter ID card.
Cool. So did you sell your house and?
No, New Hampshire? Haven't sold my house. Haven't sold the house.
You're going to make that step?
I don't actually own a house in New Hampshire.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, that makes that easy. So anyway, I was going to... Previously, you'd said you were interested in talking about... that day was a hearing that had some interesting things. But do you have any questions on this case that you're familiar with, which you can explain to your listeners if you want to? Do you have any questions that are on your mind? Because that would be a good starting point since you expressed interest in it.
Well, let me explain it. So you had a situation with the University of New Mexico's public radio station, and this is tax funded, as is New Mexico, the University of New Mexico. It's all tax funded, and they basically said you're not allowed to call in to our call-in show anymore because you make our guests uncomfortable, and that in and of itself is a very interesting question. Can the government take money from you and start a radio program where they invite people to call in and then don't let you call in? So that in and of itself is interesting. And I think the answer to that should be no, and toward the case to go any farther that we would have more information about that. However,
yeah.
once these fine folks defending our right to make telephone calls heard that you had made a call to a different show. Now, you've been given some order by some judge that said you're not allowed to call into that show because reasons. And that's fine. But then you called into a different show on the same station put on by the same folks. But this one was just a show of music, I think Native American music, and you like it, and you like hearing it. And shout out to the Native Americans in New Mexico. And, no problem, you're requesting music. Well, then they say you can't do that, too. Well, you violated the order. Well, you haven't, because the order is pretty specific, but whatever.
Right.
And so that now they're bringing you up on charges on it, and you had a hearing on that. So tell me about that hearing. What transpired?
Yeah, well, so far it's just been a bunch of boring meta stuff, nothing super exciting other than I have had a couple of victories. In short, what I've accomplished, usually you go into court and they push you around. They say, okay, now you're doing this, now you're doing this, and now you're doing this. And every time they say, well, now you're doing this, I say, well, no, actually I'm not doing that, and here are my reasons. Would you like to argue with me, or do you just want to yield to what I said? And so far I'm batting 1,000. Every single time they yield to what my demand is. And why? Not because I'm so good, but because I happen to have read and know what the law is, presented it to them. They saw they had no ground to stand on, and they had no choice but to yield to me or fight it out at the court above them. And so they've yielded on like 3-4 occasions, but it's all still over, mundane, boring stuff, and haven't gotten to the exciting part yet. But one thing I'd like to interject on what you've already said is that this is a 14th Amendment argument, because the government, the state of New Mexico, i.e. the taxpayers, own and pay for the University of New Mexico and everything we're talking about. And in my argument, that is no different than the Motor Vehicle Department or any other state agency. And if you have a radio show and you invite people to call in and you're the government, it's like the MVD saying, hey, come on in, we got driver's licenses. Wait, no, you, David Olson, we're not giving you a driver's license. Why? Well, because we don't like you. So we're not giving you one. Go away. And it's not equal protection under the law. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I think if they're going to take tax money from people and they're going to run a radio show where they invite people to call in, then they got to pretty much let everybody call in. And I think that you've got a really strong case there. But honestly, their order was very specific that you weren't allowed to call into a particular show, and you didn't call into that show. So you didn't even violate the order. But I say make the broad argument. Thank you for your doing this for every American, David. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, we don't need double standards. And
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Come on, final segment. Wes, you have you've been here on the U.S. Mariana Islands with me for going on a week now.
Yes.
What do you think about what you've seen so far? And is Liberty alive here?
It seems to be, very tropical, of course.
Yes.
Probably one of the most tropical places that's affiliated with America.
It's nice to be free of snow.
Yeah, people might have heard of Guam, which is mostly a military base. It's been used by American military. We actually went to the top of this peak, Tapachao, right?
Yep.
And you can see the entire island from up there. You have a vantage point to the north and the south, and there's a bunch of history of World War II. And my stepdad's father, my grandfather, was actually here 75 years ago in the U.S. Navy. When they had a really
huge battle,
big battle.
44,000 Japanese died defending Saipan. 5,000 Americans died taking it.
Yeah, it was definitely a struggle to take over the island so that they could have a airstrip by which to launch bombing raids on Japan.
Yes.
So we're in the thickets of military madness at this point. And apparently, you know, the Japanese were unwilling to really surrender. They moved into the north part of the island. There's a suicide cliff. A lot of them perished there.
Yeah.
But we also went to see some of the you know, landmarks, historical sites, and the memorabilia about it, and paying homage to the ideas of respect and peace and freedom, essentially, like people being able to get along without killing each other. That's kind of the goal.
Yeah.
And so Saipan is not so affiliated with the military, but it does have a few ships off the shore here. I guess there are supply ships for the military.
A little reminder of the military there.
Yeah.
Sitting off the shore. I guess besides being beautiful, and I do love all the word peace is written a lot on the side.
It is, and I said love, too.
Just taking pictures of it every time I see it and putting it up on my Facebook.
I think there's a culture here that's really kind and friendly from what I've seen.
But I like the low taxes, and it's got really low taxes.
Definitely has that. Yeah, and not really the influence of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service.
Taxes often send organizations into bankruptcy, But what we've seen in, with organizations is a change in the way a lot of them do business. You've been telling me about this sort of hierarchy of ways that businesses do things, from like red, which is you call tooth and claw, on up to teal.
Yes.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so there's a theorist named Frederick Laloux, and he was kind of a business management strategist. I forget where he was working for, but he's, I believe, Dutch, was living in Belgium. Now he's living in an eco-village of sorts,
okay,
in Ithaca, New York, I think. That's more in line with his ideas, but he wrote a book called Reinventing Organizations, and it's subtitled A Guide to Creating Organizations Inspired by the Next Stage of Human Consciousness. So it's taking like a really comprehensive view of what humans have been doing with themselves and with each other with these organizations throughout history. And he says one of the most exciting breakthroughs of the 21st century will not occur because of technology, but because of an expanding concept of what it means to be human. So this shift to an evolutionary teal model, which is kind of based on the color scheming of Ken Wilber's theories.
Can you tell me the color schemes here real quick?
Yeah.
So it's red is, fight and die to survive, fight and kill to survive, right?
Yeah, red is like symbolic of a wolf pack. That's the metaphor that he uses. And there's a constant exercise of power by chief to keep foot soldiers in line. It's highly reactive, short-term focus, thrives in chaotic environments. So you've got organized crime, you've got street gangs, you've got tribal militias.
Okay.
Then he moves to amber, which is highly formal roles within a hierarchical pyramid, top-down command and control. Future is repetition of the past.
Right. So
change is bad.
One of the things that, so you hear about draconian laws and you always think that's bad. But what was cool about Draco was he wrote the laws down. And so at the very least, you knew what the rules were. And this is entering into that amber stage. Now we have, now we've moved beyond it to the point that so many rules have been written down, no one knows what they are. And now we just kind of go by this code that we have, and we fear to do things that we don't know about.
Yeah, this is kind of like stages in human organization as well as the stages in consciousness development as well. So the symbolic metaphor of the amber would be army, and current examples are the Catholic Church, the military, most government organizations, public school systems, police departments. And then we get into sort of the corporate world, which is kind of a phenomenon of government and politicians and lawyers, right? So that's labeled orange, and that's the goal is to beat competition, to achieve profit and growth, you know, at all costs, basically maximize shareholder wealth, management by objectives, command and control over what, and the freedom over how. So the guiding metaphor there is a machine. These organizations are machine-like, and you need to have people that, you know, control and work on those machines and optimize them, and a CEO at the top to control everything. So,
and a middle management. We need middle management.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I mean, people have run into these organizational models, and they're difficult to deal with. Not much fun.
The current examples of multinational corporations, investment banks, and charter schools. But he also identifies the key breakthroughs in each one of these stages. And these stages can actually coexist.
Yeah.
You know, we know red organizations and amber and orange in our current world today. So the key breakthroughs for orange, which is a less of a coercive, overtly coercive model, like most corporations aren't going to force you to do business with them. Unless you've got like a legalized monopoly of providing some service because of government regulation, right?
Right. The power company's pretty close to that.
Exactly. So their innovations for Orange would be the idea of innovation itself and accountability and meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big conservative talking point. You don't want people, everybody gets first prize regardless.
Right.
You want to be able to reward people that have done work that's, you know, beneficial for the company and for customers, basically.
Yeah. I like the idea of a meritocracy if they work. You know, I mean, if somebody is worthy of being rewarded or being on top or whatever, then sure, that sounds great.
Yeah, Laloux's point is that out of the confines of a hierarchy, that's how people naturally associate with each other. You know, persons have different skill sets and different abilities, and you reward those things or you honor and compensate people accordingly.
Right. And, I mean, for instance, you and I saw a kid, and I'm not even sure what term we're supposed to use anymore. I've I grew up with the term retarded, right? Now I think it's supposed to be developmentally disabled. But the kid had
mentally challenged,
pretty clearly had Down syndrome, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was playing with a cat on the side of the road and kind of chasing the cat and, this sort of thing. We just saw that the other day.
In a joyful way, too.
He was having a good time, and you can have a great, I have no particular problem with this. I just, one of the things that we, I've sort of been struck by is that if you listen to many of these folks, say on the left, is that that guy's just as qualified to lead a Fortune 500 company as anybody else. What doesn't matter is equal opportunity, but what matters is equal outcomes. Do we really want equal outcomes? Do you want that guy as your, that kid as your airline pilot? I don't.
No, and the marketplace would not actually favor that. But that's something symbolic of the culture of green, which is the next stage of consciousness or organization, where there's a focus on culture and empowerment to boost employee motivation. Stakeholders replace shareholders as primary purpose, and the metaphor is the family. So you've got empowerment, you've got egalitarian management,
mm-hmm.
and that's the equality sort of like at the expense of merit.
Some of these businesses that are out there, like, Zappos comes to mind.
Yes, he's got that listed as one of the examples. Other businesses known for these idealistic practices, Ben & Jerry's, Southwest Airlines, and Starbucks.
Yeah, some of these places look like they'd be really fun to work at.
Yes.
It seems like it's a party all the time.
Yeah, and I would say Google, the Googleplex, campus there and so forth.
They're taking care of your kids with the on-site day watch thing, nursery. They got the workout area. There's prizes, and everybody's having a good time, or at least pretending to.
Definitely less of a stern, sort of old school management environment.
Right.
But there's still a lot of management going on. There's a hierarchy. There's the corporate board, and all those kinds of things. And so, it's really a quantum leap to shift into teal, just as it is into voluntarism.
Teal is
government.
The last.
Teal is the one that we're all aiming for, basically, as a species, in order to not swirl down the drain and go down.
So
right?
What distinguishes teal from the rest?
Self-management replaces hierarchical pyramids.
Now, as a person who's had to manage people, that's what I want, is that the problem with being a manager is that, you've got employees that you've got to manage. That's the whole thing. It's the reason you have a job is because people are just bad at handling their own stuff.
Yes, and in contrast to a machine or family, organizations are seen as living entities oriented toward realizing their potential. So there's like this idea of self-actualization. So it's seen as a living organism, sensing and responding on individual levels, right? Each person has the autonomy to make choices. What he says is you want to bring the free market principles and the processes into an organization, and that would get rid of the hierarchies, basically. So you've got self-management, wholeness, and evolutionary purpose as the main driving points.
I hope that we can see more businesses move into this teal. Where can people find out more about you and your work?
Okay, so actually he profiles businesses in his book, Reinventing Organizations. Organizations.com. HealthyMindFitBody.com is my website right now.
HealthyMindFitBody.com.
Yeah, and Complete Liberty, too.
Wes Bertrand, thank you.
Thank you.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.